1027 Business with Michael Avery.
South Africa is entering medical aid open season where members can change their specific options. And I think as many households are turning over every rand in the wake of the pandemic, but also being mindful of just how important quality healthcare is because of the pandemic, there are some critically important things to consider before upgrading or downgrading your plan. So we've invited Kerry Vermeulen, healthcare advisor at Alexander Forbes Health, to help us wade through all of the complexities. Good evening, Kerry.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me this evening.
It really is like trying to redo matric calculus sometimes, understanding your medical scheme benefits. And I think the best place to start here for listeners, and I'm not sure how many people would actually know, that they are already paying for advice, a cost that's built into the product.
Thanks, Michael. Yes, so in terms of medical schemes, your medical aid premiums have built-in contributions for a broker. So it would be our advice to appoint a healthcare advisor to guide you through the necessary terminology, the advice aspects, in choosing an appropriate plan for yourself and your family.
And the fact is, if you're already paying for that advice, you might as well phone up your broker, your advisor, and find out exactly what they can offer, because there's a whole range of issues from gap cover, primary care, occupational health, healthcare insurance type product. As I said, it can become a little bit bewildering, but it's also a highly regulated industry, so you are entitled to all of this. What are my medical plan options when I sit down with my advisor?
So medical schemes have various plans within their schemes, and it's a daunting task for any member to sit down, open a brochure, have all these various options available to them. So it would be worth their while to sit with a financial advisor and take them through the necessary steps, have a look at what their needs are, and what we like to advise is, what has your past claims experience been like, and what is your anticipated needs? So on an annual basis, members are afforded the opportunity to change their option within a medical scheme, and it would be worth their while to have a look at this on an annual basis. Medical schemes are now, we call it in our open season, give members the opportunity to change their option effective 1 January, and they make changes to these plans on an annual basis. So what really a member needs to do is sit with their healthcare advisor, look at the hospitalization cover available, the out-of-hospital cover. Medical aid is very complex. The terminology is complex. Let your healthcare advisor take you through what your needs are in terms of yourself and your family. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, affordability now also changes on an annual basis for members. So take into account your affordability, what you and your family need, and what your individual circumstances are when selecting the most appropriate medical aid option for you.
I think that's such an important point, because we also change, our lives change. Are we, as a family, planning for a pregnancy? Are we entering a different phase with young children? Does your plan still cover the sorts of needs that you had last year into the new year? So many of those questions can really only be answered with the help of an expert advisor on what the various schemes offer. And what I always find so frustrating, Kerry, is trying to make head or tail of how much the scheme will actually cover, because it might cover 100% of a particular rate. Then you go to your doctor or your specialist and they charge 200 or 300% of the scheme rate. How do you make the most of open season from that perspective?
For sure. So exactly what you say, it is very complex in terms of how the hospitalization cover is covered. You will get a plan that covers at 100% of the medical aid rates and those that cover slightly more. But again, it's very important to understand how that hospital cover, how you are covered as a family. A lot of members would take for granted that they would have unlimited hospital cover. It's important to find out if there's any network or restrictions on those hospitals. So does the plan that you select have a defined list of hospitals that you need to go to? And again, you need to take this into account in terms of where you are based and the closest proximity to your hospital. Another factor to take into consideration is, even if a hospital cover covers you at 100%, it is important to note what the doctors or specialists within those hospitals would charge, and whether they were charging above the medical aid rates. In that case, again, a healthcare advisor would take you through the necessary steps to advise whether an appropriate gap cover insurance would be applicable to your selected plan.
And then there's also out-of-hospital cover. That's your kind of day-to-day stuff, GP visits, optical benefits, getting your glasses. I mean, I tend to do that and take advantage of that with my scheme every year. I think it's a bit about time I have a look at my scheme, because I'm always left with a little bit in my medical savings account that doesn't roll over. So I might be overinsured from that perspective, and I go and use that on a new set of spectacles. How do you advise approaching out-of-hospital cover?
So again, we need to look at the plan that the member has selected in terms of the anticipated needs for next year. So certain plans have a savings account, which is upfronted to the member at the beginning of the year in January, and that is used to fund all the out-of-hospital expenses throughout the year. So exactly like you say, your GP visits, your optical visits, your medication, etc. There are other plans within the market as well that don't have the savings account, and they have a predefined benefit limit per category, so your GP benefits or your optical benefits. So again, with the help of the financial advisor, you would sit down and choose the most appropriate plan based on your individual needs for your out-of-hospital cover for yourself and your family.
And you mentioned benefits. There are the prescribed minimum benefits as well. So in terms of the law, there is a minimum here that the medical schemes have to offer, isn't there?
Correct, yes. So the PMBs, which is your prescribed minimum benefits, so by law, every medical scheme have to cover these within their healthcare options. And there's a defined list of 27 chronic conditions. And again, it is important that if a member has one of these chronic conditions, that they register on the medical scheme's chronic program to avoid these chronic medications or extra benefits associated to that chronic condition coming out of their day-to-day benefits. So again, a lot of members have a chronic condition, and through the assistance of the healthcare advisors, we always recommend that a member registers on the chronic management program to avoid depleting the day-to-day benefits for these conditions.
Very important to remember that. Just in conclusion, Kerry, are there any penalties? We're in open season now, or waiting periods, or anything like that that people need to be aware of if they want to go and make a change to their scheme?
No, so this is your annual opportunity to review your plan. And like I say, it is very important to have a look at what your anticipated needs are for next year for yourself, your family, your individual healthcare needs and affordability. If you are wanting to change your option, now is the time to do it, to seek the advice of your healthcare broker during October, November. There won't be any waiting periods during this open season if you're changing your option effective 1st of January.
That is the bottom line. Kerry Vermeulen, healthcare advisor at Alexander Forbes Health, helping us wade through some of the complexities of open season here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.